America's capital. News.
The atmosphere's building in Cardiff City Centre.
Capital. South Wales.
From Global's newsroom at 5. The Welsh capital's busier than normal for a Friday evening as it gets ready for Wales's huge clash with France.
Just can't wait. We've been waiting for this day for a long time and we're just really, really going to enjoy it.
Yeah, there'll be a tough side, but I think we've got the players and the team to beat them today.
Now, a win for Wales in Cardiff will take the boys to the top of the table, while France are looking for a victory to keep their Grand Slam hopes alive. Our boys have won their last 4 matches against the French, but Jamie Roberts tells Capital that counts for nothing.
You know, what's gone before has gone before. Certainly, we've had a good record against France, and that can give us confidence, but ultimately, it's about delivering for 80 minutes.
Well, Arriva Trains Wales are adding an extra 10,000 seats to deal with demand. They say a post-match queuing system will be in place straight after the game. Road closures across Cardiff come into effect just after 6. A gang who groomed, raped and abused teenage girls in Rotherham have been jailed for a total of 102 years. They've been convicted of a series of offences from 1987 to 2003. The Prime Minister's been in Nangaroo telling workers at GE Aviation Wales is better in the EU. David Cameron says there are no good arguments to leave. And after voting for some reforms earlier, football's world governing body is now electing a new president to replace Sepp Blatter. FIFA is trying to repair its image after a recent corruption scandal.